we go. There we go. Just started the Marin DUP meetup site 1.5 months ago, and we now have about 15 members. One person came last month, though I kind of doubt she will come back, and a number have shown interest. Meetup is great if you want to charge for events ahead of time, and it's great for keeping track of RSVPs, et cetera, none of which you really need for DUP. So that is one perspective from Kira on her experience with Facebook and Meetup.com, two social media websites for promoting the her Circle for the Dances of Universal Peace, which is our topic, just as a reminder now that we're recording. So, Salim, if you would take the helm and...
Sure. I'd be glad to. So it's been about 14 months since DUP Northwest in Washington State began our Dances of Universal Peace Seattle Facebook page. And we've had, I think, a lot of success with it. The group has grown to 336 members. And it's proven pretty effective at just enlarging the sense of presence of the dance in the community and in attracting new people to the dances. There are people in our dance planning team who say it's the most effective method that we get found to attract new people to it. It took a fair amount of work to set it up. I know we're not talking about the mechanics of that, but I want to emphasize that once it's set up, it doesn't take that much time at all to use. And as the person whose note you read from stressed, I think it's very good to have photos that you can include with the announcements. We've announced, we've used it to announce every week our weekly dance, and we try to make the announcements specific to that week's dance, so they're not always the same. And we also use it to announce special events. So within a year, we probably announced close to 80 events. Facebook can be a little tricky, and there are, if people are interested, I'll be glad to share tips. They're not. I don't think they're strictly kosher by Facebook's rules, but they're not. They're not anything that's immoral or steps on people's toes. But nevertheless, Facebook is kind of tricky to negotiate sometimes. There are ways to grow that group by targeting who you invite. And I think once it gets to a certain size, it tends to kind of self-stabilize, and then people join on their own. And I know that our Facebook group has many people in it who I don't know. I don't know how they found it even, but they're there. I think it's a great tool. It's been really successful for us, and I recommend that people look into it.
That sounds great. I appreciate your experience with Facebook. I personally am rather new to it and still have some questions about it. And one of those questions is represented by a question that we received by email today from a dance circle organizer. And I wonder, Salim, if you'd maybe field an answer to this question.
I'd be glad to try.
Okay, so here it is. She writes, I won't be able to make it for the call tonight, but one thing I would like to ask is what the pros and cons are of pages versus groups on Facebook. We use a group, but I haven't found a way to link together with other groups to share content, events, etc. I also don't think you can track hits on your group like you can with pages.
Yeah, and actually that's a good question, and unfortunately I can't really shed much light on it. We we went with a group. So we've got a Facebook group rather than a page. And that's really where my primary experience is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it might be great if someone wanted to investigate pages rather than groups.
And what is your group called?
Great. Dances of Universal Peace, Seattle. If you just look on Facebook for that, you'll find it.
Cool.
And as an example of one of the ways I find it really useful, and if anyone's looking at that page now, you can see this. At the top of the page, there's a post by a woman that I didn't know until she put this post there. But she's invited Seattle DUP to participate in an event that she's hosting next Saturday. We never would have connected with this thing called Global Love Day. And the Seattle event that hooks up with that, but for our Facebook page.
Very nice. So you can see the reciprocality there. Not only do we expose the dances to other folks, but we also learn about things going on in our communities that the dances might be an appropriate part of for us to participate in.
Yeah. It really has worked to reach out to a lot of people who hadn't been exposed to the dances before, and some of them younger than most of the people in our DUP community, who have become quite active and regular members. So again, it has been a hugely successful tool for us. And one thing I might share is that for us, one of the lengthier processes was actually convincing people on the planning team that this was something that we wanted to do, because a lot of us were not familiar with social media in general, and Facebook in particular, and needed to be coaxed along. But I think it's pretty safe to say that, with that exception, everyone has been pleased by this experience. And again, once it's up and running, you know, I was the one who was able to invest the time to get this group going. But now that it's there, it would be very easy for someone else to take it over, and not much work to maintain. It probably takes me, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes a week to post new events and invitations on it. It's not very time consuming at all.
That's a good point, Salim. So you set up the page, and you've been the one primarily running it, but other people in your group are able to do that as well?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Could you say how an estimate of how long it took you to set it up at the beginning?
At the beginning, it took some hours, and I'm not sure how many, but it was a fairly labor-intensive process. At first I had to figure out, you know, how to create the group itself. I mean, just the Facebook mechanics of it. And then the way Facebook is set up, the only people that can be invited directly to a group have to first be friends of one of the people who are administering the group. So, in other words, if setting up this Seattle DUP page, group, from the start, the only people that I could invite to it were people who were my friends. And other admins can send out invitations to their friends also. But so to grow the group initially took some time. And, you know, I had to first connect with people, invite them to be my friend on Facebook. I don't know. All sounds kind of sophomoric as I'm talking about it, but, you know, but it works. It really does. So had to invite people to be my friends first, and then I could send them invitations to become members of the group itself. But at a certain point, as I mentioned, the group seems to reach a critical mass, and then people start showing up on their own. Friends tell them about it, or they find it by searching for it. So, and I'd be glad to, if there are any people on the call who want to connect with me offline at some other time, I'll be glad to, you know, go through the nitty-gritty mechanics of what it took to set up the group.
Good.
Thank you. How would one contact you?
Let's see. I can give you my email address now. And that is my given name, Matt, M-A-T-T, and my last name, Gross, G as in George, R as in Robert, A as in Adam, S as in Sam. So Matt Gross at Comcast.net. Or if you're on Facebook, look for me there.
Comcast.net. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Salim. Your expertise is much appreciated, and I imagine some of us will be calling upon you for more of the juicy bits, more of the tricks and tips that you mentioned. And certainly during this call, please feel free to chime in at any time.
Sure, I'll do that. And I'm looking forward to learning more about Meetup and the other tools also, because I don't know that much about them.
Would it be okay to ask a question to Salim?
Sure, go ahead.
This is Pam Pritchard with the Salem Dance Circle. I was coming in a little late on this call, so I don't know if I might have missed this. But we have a Ning set up, and one of the difficulties is getting inappropriate members advertising pornography, for instance, and not being able to delete them from that social networking.
Ouch, yeah.
Vehicle, and I'm wondering, have you had any inappropriate postings or activity, and are you able to take care of that as the administrator?
Yeah, we haven't had any, and as an admin, you have complete control over who is a member or not. You can not just delete people, but effectively banish them so that they can't sign up for it again.
Thank you.
So Facebook is set up so that you could actually block certain people that, again, like she's saying, maybe are sending inappropriate material?
Yeah, you can absolutely block people.
Cool.
And maybe we've just been lucky, but we haven't had any inappropriate posts. And that's the other thing, too. Another thing to add is that you can sort of gauge, I think, the vitality of the group or the page by the number of posts that other people add there. And we've been fortunate that there are often, at least a handful of people that will post comments on each of the dance invitations that we send out.
To see your page and see how it's set up, does a person need to join?
I don't think so. If you're a Facebook member and you search for Dances of Universal Peace Seattle, you'll find the page, find the group.
I think it is true that, as you pointed out, Celine, that I think one has to be a Facebook member in order to see content on Facebook.
You, as far as I know, that is true.
Yeah, right.
You have to, if you're, but you know, I mean, this is kind of an aside, but I found Facebook to be a very valuable connecting medium, and worthwhile exploring just for, you know, for personal use anyway. So if you're not a member, you might want to consider signing up. And there are a number of dance sites on it across the country and around the world. So it's a way of connecting with dancers everywhere.
Indeed, it may be the most active social networking site. I suspect most young folks, however you define that,
yeah.
Have Facebook pages at this point.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. We'll have some more opportunity for discussion and questions as we proceed, but I think at this point I would like to move forward and discuss another social media opportunity, meetup.com. And why don't we begin with Damira, if you'd like to talk about, since you have a new circle, I understand, and you've just recently set up a meetup.com site. Maybe if you could just talk a little bit about that experience, how that was, why you decided to set up a meetup.com site, that kind of
thing. Sure, thank you. Yeah, I have only landed in the North Carolina area about a year ago, and I was coming up from Chile, South America, and was able to enter the Asheville Circle. That's the area of North Carolina. I'm in Northwest North Carolina, and they were, you know, very arms open and stuff, and it was consistently very, very small circle, in fact, maybe as many people coming as there were people leading. And me being a person who has for many years kind of posted flyers and done a lot of networking and kind of promoted this event and that kind of thing, I started asking questions. I mean, they were inviting me also to co-lead, so we were co-leading together. And I kept not seeing flyers around town. I think when I first came to Asheville, I noticed there was something in the local kind of arts and entertainment type newspaper that was there all the time, which is kind of cool. And that may have been how I first heard about it. But I didn't see much otherwise. And so I started asking the various leaders, you know, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, that's something we need to do something about. And so I started wondering about, and I'm not a very techno-savvy person, and I did not have a Facebook presence at the time, and actually as I got back into the country, it was the first time I had ever heard of anything called meetup.com, and I heard that by way of the grapevine of people talking about, oh yeah, you can find or start a group of any kind of interest that you have on meetup.com anywhere on the planet, apparently. And so it was quite a while before I actually got settled here and ended up in this small town called Waynesville, which is west of Asheville, and started finally kind of settled in enough to where I went out on the internet and checked, okay, what is this meetup.com thing? And found some groups that I was interested in spiritual reference and other kinds of things like that. And then time kept going along, and our circle was small, small, small. And finally, I started wondering, okay, what if we did post something on meetup.com, because it does seem to be a good space for people who have a common interest to. And I didn't know anything about the cost or anything like that. So I spoke to my group, and there was hesitance. None of us are real techno, you know, not super bought into it, but of course we use it a lot, the technology and emailing and such. And then I did some research into it and discovered, oh, okay, so they do, there is a cost, like a monthly charge. I think it's $12 a month if you sign up for 6 months, and as much as $18 a month if it's only a month, and I think we paid $15 for 3 months. My group came to a place where we said, well, let's do a trial run, since they don't require that you, say, sign up for a year or something like that. Sure, let's put that funds out there for that and just see what happens. And along about the same time, it turned out I was, and that was like March, I was starting a circle in the Waynesville area. And then I also help to co-lead a circle up in southeast Tennessee. And that leader comes down to the Asheville Circle and co-leads. And so I thought, well, if I'm going to do this, why wouldn't I list all three circles on this meetup.com? And I went out there and to the best of my ability and understanding at the time, did in fact do a kind of a blurb write-up of our circles and just general information, and then also posted, well, apparently it wasn't really posted. The posting capped on one particular circle. I think it was the Waynesville Circle. And one of the good things about Meetup is that it actually will take and it will forward. It's like, oh, okay, so you're going to have, they call it an event. You're going to have an event on the third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. at this location. Great. Okay, that means it's going to be April the 15th, but that means it'll also be, there'll be one on May the 11th or it's not in my head or calendar right now. And it'll post them out in that way so people, as they scroll down and look at the site, they can go, oh, okay, well, if I miss this one, I could go to that one. Well, as time has gone along, I'm realizing, and maybe partially because I'm still learning it, is that I'm actually going in each month and okay, when it's a week or so before the Waynesville Circle, then I'm going to bring that one to the forefront. And when it's going to be close to the Asheville Circle, I'm going to bring that one up. And the same will be true of the Tennessee Circle, because I will admit that I haven't yet sorted out or figured out how to have all three of them there and how to have the site potentially rotate them, you know, to bring up the one on the second Sunday, the one on the fourth Sunday of the odd month, and the one on the third Thursday in this area. But I have managed to put clearly, and this has been from going back out and going, oh, gosh, that's not quite right. I still haven't been able to post. I actually do have a photo out there, but it's about postage stamp size because, I've been really challenged trying to get that photo big enough. It's a really nice photo actually off of the probably North America DUP site of the group. Looks like they're in a round building, really beautiful in the round, not lots of nice light. And, yeah, I didn't want a photo of me. They ask for a photo of, quote, the host. Let's see, what else?
I want to ask you, have you experienced people coming to any of these dance meetings saying, I found out about this meeting by way of meetup.com?
Absolutely. What's happened is when somebody, I guess, goes out on the website and looks in meetup.com and finds our circle, if they're interested in joining, and you have all these options as you're setting it up, you know, you can have them have to answer test questions, strange things, or have them pay something, or it just anyway, things that wouldn't apply to the dances of peace as I see them. And I've had over half a dozen responses that end up coming into my email box. Now, these people don't have my email, but Meetup lets me know when somebody joins and they have written something on their line. I'm sorry?
Sorry.
Did someone have a comment about that?
No, I'm sorry. My husband asked me a question and I forgot I was on the call and answered him.
Okay.
Well, I do have a comment about that, and that is one of the things you can set up as the Meetup organizer. You can make determinations like which sorts of announcements you receive via your email inbox.
Right. Yeah, I have gotten that, and then when I noticed that, and many times these people actually have a photo, or some one guy made a comment that he's done drumming before. Well, I would love to have a regular drummer in my Waynesville circle, and so each person that comes in that I take note of, I have the option, and this is what I've done, is I send them a little greeting, and again, they don't have my email address still, and if I have their email address, which frequently has been the case, then I add them to my broadcast list that I send out as an email broadcast announcement. And what I just got this month is that meetup.com will actually do a little calendar. They'll send me like, oh, it's time. Do you want us to send out the notice about your event? And it's like, oh, cool. And all I have to do is click one button rather than select these half a dozen people or whatever, or create an email or something. They already have the blurb, the information. Sure, if there's some special thing going to happen at the circle this month, I might want to add that. Also, something that I've noticed, and I actually indulged in it 1 month, the Easter Circle in Asheville, is after each circle, Meetup sends some stuff to my email box like, are there any reviews? So people who have gone out to the site and or myself can write a little, this was what my experience was, or, you know, this was what it was like, or this is what we did, or I'm sure, you know, if it was a critical thing and they needed to critique it, then they could do that too. But yeah, there's that option where people can do that. They can also RSVP. And yes, I have had people come to my Waynesville Circle. Maybe there was somebody at the Asheville Circle last month. And as a result of it, from what I can tell, a group in the next rural town west of me found out, and I think it's via Meetup, And they want me to lead a circle monthly out there because they used to have leaders. It's an intentional community. So it's growing in a way that I hadn't imagined it might grow.
Wonderful.
I will also say, and I know this doesn't have to do with Meetup, but I go out on Craigslist every month, a week before the Asheville Circle, and I post on three different sites, usually under community. The Asheville Circle and an invitation, and then the Waynesville Circle when the Waynesville one comes around. And there is also a website in the Asheville area that, you know, kind of comprises the whole, funny, I was going to say Bay Area because I was in Northern California for so many years, but this whole area that's called Dance Asheville. And it is largely other kinds of dance, but I've seen sacred dancing and some of the wave work on it. And so I post on there every month, too, and just change, go in and ask for a change of the dates and stuff. So I've actually gone in a few different directions, technologically speaking.
Right. That's an example of the way social networking works, you know, with the internet, is that that's what we mean when we're talking about social networking, is how communities, how individuals and communities interrelate and share their activities and experiences. So simply by going out on the internet, you can find things like that in your own communities, you know, postings, websites that post events in your area, and many of those are free listings, and you can link up your websites with those postings. So wonderful. Thank you, Damira. I really appreciate your experience sharing that with us.
Sure, my pleasure.
So just a reminder, star 6 mutes you and unmutes you, so if you're not currently in the dialogue, perhaps you can check and make sure that you have star 6.
In particular, we're hearing someone using a blender and banging pots around, maybe fixing dinner, so you might want to mute your phone. Thanks.
Great. So let's move to our next presenter. That's John Hakim. If you'd like to speak about your experience with Meetup.com.
Well, yes, okay. Well, if you can't be a role model, you can be a horrible example. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did meet up, and I just went and checked, and I have like 63-some members, and none of them ever come. I think I've had one person come from my meetup efforts. One of the things that you should know if you want to try to do meetup is that when you first go to the meetup, meetup site, it's going to have you search by entering in your zip code, okay? So I was trying to do all of Minnesota. That it won't work over too wide an area. It'll probably work really well for like a metro area or a small city or like a third of a state. But I was casting my net too widely. The other trouble that I've had with it is I was on an old Mac with the kind of chip that they were making before they were putting Intel chips into them, and there was a problem with Google Analytics, and I could not, there were a lot of things that I could not do because of this. I would try to sign into Meetup, and it would hang, and it would hang for half an hour at a time. So if you have that kind of computer, I don't recommend it.
How about, so you say none, has anyone that you know of come to your dance meeting because of meetup.com?
One person.
One.
And I did the $70 6-month thing and renewed it once. This is actually a topic for a different meeting, but I want to hear about people's take on rhetoric. We tend to use the rhetoric of spiritual aspiration around the dances, and I live in Minnesota, and Minnesota has a Northern European puritanical Protestant culture, public culture, and the rhetoric of spiritual aspiration does not play well here. At least that's what I think has been going on. It's been an uphill battle.
Interesting.
What I've put on my flyers that I put around town, this is Demira again, because I'm in pretty potent, deeply Christian, Baptist, Southern region myself, and sometimes want to be careful about how I, quote, slant my languaging, too, if I'm interested in turning people on to something broad, I guess I'll say, and like the Dances of Universal Peace. And I put something like simple circle, simple...
Assembling the bed lines.
Simple group dances in the round, celebrating the world's spiritual traditions.
Yeah.
Something
I think
real basic.
I pick that up.
And I actually really found a cute graphic and put, you know, because it really grabbed me, the ocean refuses no river, into the graphic, which sometimes may grab people, I don't know.
Yeah, the beauty of the dance is there's so many ways that we can, communicate what the dances are about. And I think that communication, can be tailored to particular communities and what those communities' interests and needs are.
Just hold that there for
but that I agree with John Hakim that's probably a topic in and of itself that maybe will be addressed in a future telecon. Did you have anything else you wanted to share, Hakim, about Meetup.com?
No, not really. I want to hear how people made a success out of it.
Okay. Well, so far there are very few of us who have Meetup.com sites. I think the three of us on this call are the. I believe there's one other. Active Meetup groups for the Dances of Universal Peace at this time.
Oh. If you hold it, we've got a couple of straps to hold it for now.
I wonder, I'd like to just ask again, maybe for folks to check their telephone status and maybe see if you are muted. We're hearing some conversation from somebody's environment. So if you'll just check and see that you have pressed *6, and that will keep your conversation private from our telecon. Thanks, all. So here we have a meetup group. It's been going almost exactly 6 months at this point. And I had heard about their mission to get people off of their computers and into personal spaces together for, you know, any kind of activity. And so I thought this might be a great vehicle for the Dances of Universal Peace. So I was able to sign up just as a web user to meetup.com, and that's free. You just go to meetup.com, and it says sign up or sign in. And when you do that, you just give some basic information about your interests. You get to select from a list of topics. And then that will expose you then to any other meetup groups in your close geographical area. As Hakeem pointed out, it's based on your zip code, so you would enter your zip code. And I believe that the maximum radius is anything within 50 miles of you.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, so any groups that are maybe you've put in as one of your interests, spirituality or meditation or dance, then once you've entered those things, you'll be presented with any meetups within 50 miles of you that have designated their activities by selecting those same topics. So very interesting marketing strategy there, because you don't have to, you know, you only see groups that are doing things that you've already said you're interested in. And those groups, when you set up a meetup group, your group is being exposed to people who have expressed interest in the types of things that your group is doing. So it's rather efficient in that way, from my point of view. It is true that there is a fee for setting up a meetup group, and within that subscription, you are able to set up 3 meetup groups. So say you personally have 3 different types of things you would like to have a meetup group for. You can do that all under one subscription. For most people, setting up a meetup group for the Dances of Universal Peace, you would just probably set up one group. Now, you know, for those of you who are on the internet at this time, if you are looking at our North American website, the Dances of Universal Peace North America, if you look under the resources menu and click on social media and websites tutorial, as I had mentioned earlier, you will see there, if you scroll down just a little bit to the Meetup logo, just underneath there in the second paragraph, there is some highlighted text that says, visit our own tutorial page about meetup.com. So if you've followed me thus far, if you click on that link, we've added a feature to the page that is specifically about meetup.com, a wonderful little thing. It's a map that meetup.com puts out, and it has little flags on it, and those flags are in red and white, and the red flags represent active meetup.com groups all across the world that have anything to do with the Dances of Universal Peace. Now, in order for an organizer who has set up a Dances of Universal Peace group to appear on that map, he or she will have to select from the topics the phrase Dances of Universal Peace. And then their group, once they've set it up, will appear on that map. Which brings us to the point that we at the in the Board of Directors of PeaceWorks North America have agreed that it might be a good idea to try out meetup.com on a fairly broad scale across the North American region. So we're offering for any circles that want to start a meetup group to pay for half of their first 6-month subscription. So
wow.
As was mentioned earlier, the normal fee for a 6-month subscription is about $12 a month. However, when you chapterize your meetup.com dance group with the Dances of Universal Peace, you qualify for a 50% discount from meetup.com. Then the North American board will extend to you half of the fee that you will end up paying. So you'll end up paying $36 at that point, so then we can reimburse you for half of that. So what do I mean when I say chapterize? It simply means that when you set up your meetup.com group for your dance circle, you will select topics that you think your circle represents. So spirituality, dance, anything you choose. But just be sure to include, to find in that list and include the phrase Dances of Universal Peace, which is its own topic now on meetup.com. And that affiliates you with all of the other meetup.com sites for the Dances of Universal Peace. And then when you get to the checkout portion, when they ask you to pay your subscription fee, you will enter a special code that will qualify you for a 50% discount so that you'll be looking at $36. Then once you pay that, then you can request from us to pay to reimburse you for half of that expense. So all of that is detailed on the page I directed you to, which is, again, under at our website, under resources, under social media and website tutorial. On the section about Meetup, there's a link to visit our Meetup tutorial, and that page talks about Meetup.com in particular. And if you have any questions about that, if you are interested in doing that, you can always email me directly, and I'd be happy to help you set that up. So in our case, we have, 30-some folks over 6 months. They say that it takes about, Meetup.com says it takes about 3 months for a Meetup.com circle to really, or group, to really become established. And that was certainly true in our case. At exactly the three-month point, we had people showing up at our dance meeting saying, yeah, I found out about the dances from Meetup.com. So our local dance council had as we embarked upon Meetup.com, figured that if only two people come to a dance meeting, two new people come to a dance meeting each month from Meetup.com, it will essentially pay for itself. And
right.
Of course, that depends on, you know, what you're asking as a love offering and how much your subscription has cost. But it ends up basically for us costing almost nothing, because we have had at least two people each month coming and new. And some of those folks are folks who knew about the dances in their past. Maybe they've moved here from somewhere else, and they were trying to find a dance meeting here, and they looked on meetup.com, and they found our local
dance. That's what's happened in some of mine.
Yeah, right. And in other cases, it's new folks who maybe did some form of ecstatic dancing, and they were looking for other types of dance meetings in their area, and they found the Dances of Universal Peace and came. So that's a little bit about my experience, and also about the offer that we're extending for any circles who want to start up their own meetup.com groups. And meetup.com has a lot of other features that are interesting. For example, we haven't done this yet, but one of the options they give you is to allow a corporate sponsor to sponsor your dance meetings. There's a process through meetup.com, once you've set up your group, whereby you can court corporate, companies in your area to sponsor your dance meetings. Maybe they'll, and they do that by posting an advertisement on your meetup.com page. There are some other interesting features, like you can have business cards or T-shirts printed with, say, photographs of your dance circle or information about your dance circle through Zazzle.com, and that's directly connected to Meetup. And another really nice feature about Meetup is that whenever you schedule a dance meeting, it asks you, would you like to post this on your Facebook page? And you just click yes, and that announcement automatically appears on your Facebook page if you happen to have that as well. So I wonder if anybody has any questions about anything at this point, really, but about meetup.com, about our offer.
So what is your email address?
My email address, the best one is probably Shivadam, and that's spelled just like Shiva, S-H-I-V-A, and then D-A-M. It's actually like the words Shiva and Adam squished together. Shivadam at phoenixdances.org. Yeah, and I'd be happy to discuss particular details, you know, that way by email rather than on this call. But we do have some time. I have a question. I'm just wondering if anyone on the call has ever Twittered in any kind of way related to the Dances of Universal Peace. I know that when I've searched Twitter to see if there's any activity about the dances, I think there's one person in the Netherlands who is hooked up with Twitter at this point. So maybe this one is still quite new to us. Is anybody Twittering out there?
What is Twitter? I keep hearing about it, but I'm kind of slow to jump on board these things. So does anybody, I mean, can you tell me more about what it is?
My sense is that Twitter is probably about as popular as Facebook, but it works somewhat differently. With what little exposure I have to it, one thing that I have experienced about it is that it is like meant to communicate brief snippets of things. So you can input data that is 140 characters or less. So in terms of social networking, the way a lot of folks are using it is they're saying, hey, tonight I'm going to this concert at such and such a club or whatever, come join me, you know, and they're sending that to their friends, that kind of thing, just brief things, or hey, I'm enjoying the sun out here on the beach today, that kind of thing. But a lot of television programs and I think companies are using Twitter to send out little snippets of news, and that's something I imagine that might benefit the Dances of Universal Peace, is let's say we post a new dance write-up on our North American website. We could send out a little blurb to anybody following us on Twitter that says, you know, hey, Allahu Akbar has just been posted to the write-ups page or something like that. It could be used as sort of a news vehicle for us, but I think it's probably pretty new. I don't think there's a lot of folks using Twitter for the dances at this point. So are there any general questions about using the internet to promote your dance circle, or questions about anything we've discussed, or does anyone have any ideas about other resources that we could use on the internet?
A brief question, and I apologize if this was addressed early in the teleconference. Has anyone gone so much to Facebook or Meetup that they are no longer sending out email lists? Has it replaced email lists as far as sending out announcements of the dances?
Good question.
Not for me. I definitely send things out on the email list. Yeah, because that keeps growing also.
Yeah, and not for me either. Monthly, I send out a monthly email to, you know, 150, 160 people.
Thanks.
So I'm wondering how many folks are interested in having a website of any kind for their circle who don't already. I suspect that may include some of you. So Facebook and Meetup.com are two options that I would say constitute having a web page or a website for your circle, even if that was the only one you had. But there are many options and an increasingly growing number of options on the internet for free and very low-cost web hosting capabilities. So you'll see on our social media and website tutorial page, you will see down about midway down the page, there's an icon, the logo of Blogger.com. Blogger.com is a service that is free to use, and you can make your own website very easily. with that service. That will enable you to post information about your circle, pictures, videos, all kinds of fun things. You can write. You can have other people write and share their experiences on your blog. For those of you who don't know, the term blog is simply a contraction of the of web log, meaning that it's kind of like an online diary is what it was originally about, an opportunity for people to just express their opinions. But folks are now posting pictures and videos, and so it's becoming a blog now is, you know, almost indistinguishable from a website for the most part. So I would encourage you to look at blogs as an option for setting up a simple website for your circle. There is an example. I have a link at the bottom of the paragraph about Blogger to Shakura here in Arizona, who has a very beautiful website for the dances that she's set up for free through Blogger. So as we move forward, we hope to present a constantly updated set of links and information for you about social networking and using websites at the North American website. So do check back in there and see what we have posted recently. We are hoping in the future to have a telecon like this one, but actually a webinar, and that may be a new term for some of you, but a webinar is like a seminar on the web, and that that would look like all of us sitting in front of our computers, and I'm actually showing you things on your computer desktop. You would actually see my cursor, and I could show you particular websites and take you through various steps for setting up things, and we could get into some more details about using the internet that way through a webinar. So that's something that we may do even perhaps later this year.
Sounds good.
It's really helpful.
Yeah, we're all involved in supporting the dances in our communities. I mean, that's why we're on this call. And the internet is an increasingly valuable opportunity to do that. So as more and more people look to the web, it will be good for the dances of Universal Peace to be there for them to find, and particularly your circles. Lots of folks are spending a lot of time online nowadays. In fact, I just read a current MSNBC News report of today that says, quote, American college students are hooked on cell phones, social media, and the internet and showing symptoms similar to drug and alcohol addiction, according to a new study. So that's not good for them, perhaps, but it is illustrative of how the internet has become a part of everyday life for so many, especially for younger folks. And our challenge with the Dances of Universal Peace, as that continues to happen, may be to encourage folks to get off of their computers and cell phones and to come to dance meetings, to dance together, physically hold one another's hands.
Adam?
Yes.
I had one success to share that's related to the internet.
Okay.
One of the other issues, one issue is getting new people to the circle, and another issue is retaining those new people. We often have people show up once, particularly to special events, and they rave about it, how they've just found something fabulous that they've always been looking for, and for some reason, often they don't show up again. And we do have potlucks periodically for our circle. And so what we've been doing, just the last time we had a special event, of course, we take email addresses at that event. When I added people to the email list, I sent them, there's a little option, at least on Hotmail, where you can send a message when you add someone into your contact list. And so when I put them in, I would then I sent them a personal message inviting them to our next potluck, which was just, you know, a week or two away, saying, you know, so glad you could come. It was wonderful to have you there. I wanted to make sure you knew about this venue that we're having. It'd be lovely to have you come. And we had more people, new people, show up at our potluck than dancers who normally come to our circle at the last one. And it was very interesting. One woman in our, we have a sharing circle at the end, she said, well, I came, I was invited, you know, and somehow getting this personal invitation that wasn't just a general, you know, email announcement. She felt like she'd been personally invited to this potluck, and it was a wonderful circle for the community potluck. So just that small piece really gave us some people coming at least a second time to something.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, Sam was right in his vision that we, if we eat, dance, and pray together, then that's a good thing for community. Thank you.
So I have a question.
Okay.
This is Wajida. I'm in Boise.
Hello.
And while we've been on here, I been opened up to Facebook and stuff, and I put in Dances of Universal Peace Seattle to look at that. But before I put the Seattle on it, a page came up that said Dances of Universal Peace, and it explains the dances. But it, you know, there's no information as to who started it or anything. But what I did find out that was quite interesting at the bottom, and I don't know how this happened, is there's a whole bunch of related, it says related posts by friends that were responses that I didn't even know were in here on this page to my posting of an event of the Dances of Universal Peace on Facebook. I mean, that's another way you can use Facebook. You can create an event and just post it to all of your, you know, friends as well. And that's what I did. But on this page where when I typed in Dances of Universal Peace, I mean, if you do it now, probably the same page will come up, and it has some funny little triangle icon there other than the Dances of Universal Peace. And then it has a little box that says, sign up. We'll let you know when we need your help. on this community page. Do you have any idea what this is?
Salim, are you able to?
Yeah, I'm looking. So you just put in Dances of Universal Peace?
Yeah.
Yeah, and when I do that, I get a page that shows, let's see, the first listing is Dances of Universal Peace, Northern Arizona, and then under that, Dances of Universal Peace, Phoenix area. Is that what you're seeing?
No, I'm not. I just, you know, I went to my own Facebook page, and at the top I just typed in Dances of Universal Peace, and this page came up.
Right, and I'm not seeing what you're looking at. When I,
when I
type in Dances of Universal Peace into that search bar, I get the page that I was describing to you, so I don't know.
Okay, maybe somebody, you know, in our group created it and is going to do something with it, and I don't know about it. All right, sorry for the interruption.
No, that's good. It's a mysterious entity, I think, for a lot of us, Facebook. it still is to me, for certainly. So we're all discovering together. So I think our time is coming close to a close. So, you know, in summary, as we move forward, I would like to suggest that that each of us, at the very least, have an email list set up for our circles, and many circles post a sign-up sheet at dance meetings for people to get on the email list. I think at that level, that's using the internet effectively to promote the dances, to promote your circle. And certainly look into other online resources, and I would encourage you to start with our tutorial that I've described on the North American website under our resources menu item for social networking and websites. There's a lot of information there, and I'm happy to help with any more specific information, and it sounds like Salim is willing to help with Facebook. so yeah. visit and sign up to some of these sites. Sign up to Facebook. Sign up to meetup.com and see what other circles are happening in your area. It's free, and it's kind of interesting to see what's going on with other circles near you. And if you decide to set up a new website, or for those of you who have websites, part of how social networking works is that it's a reciprocal process. So it's good to have reciprocal linking. So what that means is if you set up a website for your dance circle, we will list it at the North American website, and we would ask that you, in return, present a link on your page that goes to peaceworksdancesna.org so that the visitors to your page can have the full opportunity of the resources that we provide at the North American website. And as well, maybe post a link, as I do for our Phoenix Circle, to the international website, which is dancesofuniversalpeace.org. And this, by linking in this way, we're all linked together. We may not be able to hold hands across this vast region, but this is one way that we connect together online. So I would just like to say something about an upcoming telecon. The next telecon will be on the topic of the new Mentor Teachers Guild guidelines, featuring Darvesha and Malika Merrill Endress. And there will actually be two dates. This is unprecedented. We'll have two telecons to accommodate the wide-ranging time zones across our region. So one of them is going to be June 9th in the evening, and the other one will be June 13th, which is a Sunday in the afternoon. And we will, of course, be posting details on the North American website, so look for that. So I would like to extend a special thank you to the presenters who agreed to talk about their experiences with social networking, Salim and Dara and John Hakim. Thank you all. And all of you who contributed to this discussion, thank you very much. And again, feel free to contact me at my email, or there are various links at the North American Dances website that will send a message to me as well.
Thanks for hosting
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Well, with that, I think we've come to the 6:30 mark.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.